Hey, dum-dums, guess what? The idiots have taken over. Morons rule the world. But we'll all be in good company. This is the But What Do I Know podcast.
I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar. Kind of.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. We've got a killer cast of the pods for you today, I hope. I think you're going to like it. I got Troy McIntyre, a famous country singer, to come by the studio, my kitchen, and stop by for a visit. Now, here's the thing. As a low-level, virtually unknown stand-up comedian, you constantly get to rub elbows with famous people, with stars of TV and music and movies, and so much so that it gets kind of boring after a while. Like, every now and again, I'll find myself just like, hey, Luke Wilson, get off my porch. You're done. You can't stay here. I'm sick of seeing your face. Go on, move along now, Luke. Luke Wilson. Think this is just a crash pad, you bum? I get tired of it. But every now and again, you meet someone who is as interesting as they are talented, and just real people of substance. And Troy McIntyre just was not one of those people. I don't know how else to put it, but he's dim. He's a very dim person. And the conversation we had was very bizarre, to say the least. I'm pretty sure he was at least kind of drunk. And, I mean, well, you'll see. You'll see for yourself. But, anyway, I did the best I could with it. And hopefully it turns out. Hopefully it works out. But I'm more concerned about you. How are you doing? Did you watch your Game of Thrones? Huh? Everybody put your little hands in the air if you watched Game of Thrones. I know I did. I watched the shit out of that, only to find out that apparently Ed Sheeran was in it. I didn't know who that was until after I read about it. I figured out, like, Ed Sheeran, he's got one of those faces that, like, you know, one of those faces that you see, like, seven times a day? And you're just like, no, I get it. You're you. I know you're you, but I think you might also be these other people. You know one of those faces? So I didn't notice it, but, and then it was like, looking back, it's like, oh yeah, he was the guy singing. No spoilers here. These are not plot points. These aren't things that anybody needs to be concerned about if you haven't seen it. So don't worry, we're not going to go into spoilers. But I just wanted to say, he's just a very plain-looking person. Like, it would be like if you're making a, like, you're playing a video game and you're making your character, and then you just get, like, that default plain, just, like just a white mannequin look. It's like somebody did that and then they just hit like the slightly chubby ginger button. Like, is there a button for that? Just slightly chubby ginger? There's very few remarkable gingers. Like, gingers kind of all fall into that same sort of like puffy cheek freckled category. Occasionally you get a red, an Emma Stone or a Judy Greer. And, yeah, but those are few and far between. I'm not trying to slam gingers here, but there does seem to be a little bit of a bit of cookie cutter genetics going on. A little bit of Pillsbury Doughboy looking guys. All right? Anyway, I don't know. This is how you isolate audience members, you know, gingers. What if all of a sudden, like, my, what if my ratings went, like, just like in half? Well, no, I want to be half. There'd be like, I'd probably have like two less listeners now, but that's, you know, fuck them if they can't take a joke, I guess. I don't know. But Trevor, it sounds less like a joke and more like you're just kind of talking into a microphone badly about gingers. And I would say, touche, sir. Well played. Indeed, I'm sure that is what it sounds like. Oh boy. Anyway, trying to make a presence back on Instagram, trying to get, it seems like such a dumb, for a person, it's such a dumb thing, but as a comic or musician or anybody that's just kind of, you know, struggling to get by in show business, you're doing yourself, I think, like a huge disservice. I've done myself a disservice by not being on Instagram as much, but it's just, it always just turns it, like, I can't use those powers for good. I always end up like those, those people that post and it's just like, oh, here's a pair of tits. And they just do that. And you're like, oh, here's some more tits. Hey, do you like tits? And I go, yeah, because I do. And then they're like, good. And that's how they get you. Hey, do you like boobies? Of course. But do you also like butts? I'm like, yeah. And then they're like, well, follow me on Instagram. And then you do. And you get sucked into this rabbit hole of creepy pervy dudes. And I'm not a creepy perv. I just go, you know, I look at it and then I go, uh-huh, yep, those are nice. And then I move on. I go on with my day. I don't linger. I don't hang out. I don't pull up a chair outside somebody's window. Okay? That's not what I'm into. But there's these super hot, like, Instagram models, which, I mean, yeah, you know, we all make the duck face jokes. We all know, you know, that for the most part, you know, just being hot on Instagram is pretty much the gist of their, who they are as a person. But, you know, there's a market for that. Clearly there's a market for that. But I just see these, they're opening themselves up to these creep shows. Just trolling around. And I was thinking, like, there's a lot of parallels to, like, the Instagram, like, what we would have an Instagram model now would be, like, the chick that undresses in front of the hotel window in the 60s. Like, you know those old movies where, you know, like, creepy dude with a telescope and he's looking around and then there's the chick just, like, taking her bra off, like, out on a balcony? That's what Instagram models are now. And then, and everybody, you know, somebody will cross the line. Someone will say something creepy and then everybody freaks out. And it's like, come on. Listen, if you're out on a balcony, tits akimbo, and you get caught, that's on you. You took your shirt off. Don't be upset when somebody's looking out at the world and happen to see boobs. And then, you know, maybe they let their eyes drift a little bit. Now, the telescope's a little creepy. That's a little bit much, but, you know, I mean, how do you know that he wasn't just stargazing at that particular hotel? Can't tell me, for sure. And we've got a little thing called due process in America. A little thing I like to call innocent till proven guilty. Maybe he's just very confused as to the direction that Venus was rising this year. Or, I don't know how it works, but my point is, don't pretend to be upset. Like, if you're genuinely upset, then that's a whole different conversation. But don't pretend to be upset. Because there's this little bit of like, oh, don't you dare! And then like a wink as somebody's getting carted off to jail. But telescopes are dumb anyway. I know I'm all over the place. But you know what? Maybe fuck that guy for having a telescope. I don't know. I really don't know whose side I'm on. Because now that I'm thinking about it, like, hey. You're not Neil deGrasse Tyson. You don't need a telescope. Oh, hey, yeah, but you're trying to take a picture of a moon? Don't need a telescope. Don't need it. Yeah, but Mars is coming. Don't need a telescope. And that's, that's one of the many inane things I hate. Tattoos. Bad tattoos. Good tattoos are rare, but acceptable. Bad tattoos, I don't get it. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why you would get barbed wire around your arm. Like, no one looks at that and goes like, you know what? I didn't want to fuck that guy, but then I saw his barbed wire tattoo, and now I'm like kind of, you know, a little bit of fucking, woo, you know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna start acting like everybody's bad tattoos are real. Like, go up like, hey, how you doing? Pat the old boy on the shoulder there, and then, ah, ooh, Oh, you stuck me. Your barbed wire. Oh man, that's sharp. You keeping that barbed wire sharp there, Jacob? Find somebody with a nautical star. Just crash a submarine or a pirate ship. Just drive a pirate ship right into him. Just any silly seafaring vehicle will do. Submarine, pirate ship, like a yacht that I obviously couldn't afford. Like, yachts are dumb unless you're driving a yacht that is so far beyond your means that it's just kind of like amazing that you're there. Well, that's the opening of the show. But let's bring in Troy McIntyre in here and. Yeah, Troy, go ahead, grab that mic there. Okay.
Hey, Trevor.
Hey, Troy, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine. So this is your little podcasty here. Got a little podcast going on.
Like, yeah, Troy. Yeah, I do, man.
You mind if I just take a little drinky poo out of the old flask here?
Got a flask? It's Jesus Christ, man, it's not even noon yet.
Oh, it's just cough syrup. Got some allergies.
Drinking cough syrup out of a flask. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting. So, now a lot of people may not have heard of you before, Troy. Could you just tell them a little bit about yourself?
Well, I was born on the back of a horse during the middle of a Texas tornado. Kicked my mama's vaginas open like a couple of saloon doors. Came out there and go, bam! I shot the first engine. What crossed my path? I had a six shooter on my hip. I was born with it.
Engine. That's slightly racist. How? Let me ask you this. We'll move along. So you kicked your mom's vagina open like a couple of saloon doors.
Yep, just blasting them pussy slaps right open. Just fight. Just like that.
And you came out. Was the horse in your mom, or did you get on the horse?
She was on the back of the horse, Trevor. Don't be ridiculous. She was on the back of the horse. I came out of there like come barreling out like a bull out of a shed, and now I was on the horse. And then I pulled my gun and I shot that Indian.
Like you shot that. So you immediately saw an Indian and you shot. Jesus Christ, Troy. You didn't even stop and look. What if it was just like what did that person do? Like, I don't understand why you just... Anyway, let's just, Troy, what got you into singing country music?
Well, where I grew up, there just wasn't any... Just didn't have electricity. And so I started just... plucking away at some yarn, tied across to a coffee can. It's when I wrote my first song. And that song was called Coffee Can Jam.
Coffee Can Jam. Well, that sounds like quite. How old are you? How old are you when you wrote Coffee Can Jam?
I was 33.
You were 33 years old, and you were plucking a coffee can with what'd you say, yarn?
Fishing string. It was yarn and fishing string, and that's how I made my first guitar.
Okay. All right. Well, that was...
I was in the fifth grade.
You were in the fifth grade at 33.
My daddy was so proud of me.
What?
My daddy was proud of me because my brother, about 6 years older than me, he's still in the fifth grade. And I was the first of the McIntyres to graduate... the fifth grade.
Well, congratulations. I don't know. I'm speechless. I am. My breath is taken. You have quite the story there. Just this is. I mean, sounds like a movie. Like it sounds like you could just make this into a movie.
I'm in a deal. I'm working on a deal. Getting a. I'm writing the script.
You're writing the script.
Yeah, I'm writing the script.
With, I mean, you've got like another writer, right? Like you're...
No, just me. Just me writing a script.
What are you... I mean, like... you have no coaching, no help whatsoever?
No, I just sit down with my watercolors and my finger paints and I just write the script. It just, whatever comes to me, I just make sure I put it out on paper.
You're writing a Hollywood script with watercolors and finger paints.
That's right. Sometimes, you know, I just like to sit down with a big bottle of Jack Daniels and I just get to painting my script.
Well, I first things first, let me just say best of luck to you. Second thing, I maybe suggest getting, a writing partner, somebody to help. I could help you.
Trevor, you know, I'll be honest with you. You seem like a bit of a don't put this the wrong way. And I'm not one to flaunt my education, my fifth grade education, but I'm pretty sure that you look dumb enough to lick a skunk's butt, is what I'm saying to you. And, you know, I just don't, it's no offense, not everybody can graduate the fifth grade at 33.
I was 10 when I graduated fifth grade.
You know, you come at me with your liberal claptrap, talking about how smart she is. You just talk about something else. Can we talk about something else?
Yeah, I think we should actually talk about something else. This is, so you got, how about you? I mean, I see you brought your guitar. You want to play a song?
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea, Troy.
All right. Troy McIntyre is going to play a song. Whenever you're ready, Troy.
You and me on a Friday night, looking real good with them shorts so tight. Reach between my legs for a cold and right, oh dear. Can you steer while I finish my beer? What?
Troy. That, let me just stop you right there. That sounds an awful lot like a song about driving drunk.
What? No, that song's not about driving drunk. It's just about being out with your lady on a cool Texas night. Just in your truck driving down a lonesome dirt road and you just got a beer between your legs and you just got to finish it before...
See, that's the part that I'm talking about where it's just...
You don't know how Texas work, boy. You don't know how Texas...
Well, maybe... I don't know. Maybe you can enlighten me.
Texas is the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's... why it's supposed to be all of America.
But you liberals out here in California, you can't even own a machine gun. What kind of... How are you going to tell me that you're free if you can't own... A 50 caliber sniper rifle.
I mean, honestly, that's kind of like you kind of have a point. But I mean, I think out here, everybody's just kind of like, you know, like who needs a 50 caliber sniper rifle?
Everybody needs a 50 caliber sniper rifle. What are you gonna do when the Ruskies come or the?
Well, the Ruski. Well, that's actually kind of probably a sensitive. Thing we should stay away from.
You're the Chinamans or the Canadians.
The Canadians? And but listen, China. I'm not sure if Chinamans is. I've never even heard anybody say that before, but it sounds terrible. So don't. Let's just keep it. Let's talk about this Canadian.
Well, you just get these Canadians, and they start jumping over the Niagara Falls, coming over here taking our jobs.
The Canadians are jumping over Niagara Falls to take our jobs. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, you heard me, boy.
Okay. All right. What? Again, I'm speechless. Yeah, how about we just, Troy, how about we just do another song?
All right. I think that's a good idea. Oh, the window's down. Something's coming up because I'm so drunk. You grab the wheel from the passenger seat. I think that's neat, but you're drunker than me.
Troy, that sounds an awful lot like another song about driving drunk. Do you have any songs that aren't about driving drunk?
That song's not about driving drunk, Trevor. That song is about two people coming together to overcome the obstacles in their lives. I don't know what part of that sounded like being drunk to you, but that's about two people coming together and solving problems. It's two spirits conjoined like two Siamese spirit twins riding off into the night on a flaming Ford F-150. All right? Now you get out of here. You get out of here.
Well, this is my kitchen. This is my house.
Go on, get. I don't want to hear it, Trevor. You just every song I'm singing you think is about getting drunk, driving drunk, getting in my truck drunk. Irresponsible.
You're literally drinking out of a flask right now. It's like 11 a.m.
You don't tell me what to do, boy.
I didn't. I just pointed out what you were doing.
You don't do it. You don't do it.
All right, let's just calm down. Let's just calm down, Troy. I apologize if I did anything, if I said anything to upset you. It's really, sincerely, I apologize. How about another, a different song?
All right, this one's called Sodalitober.
And this one isn't about driving drunk?
No.
Because it kind of sounds like the words totally sober, but you switch the S and the T, and you know, kind of like how someone drunk might say it.
Just shut the fuck up, Trevor Wise. Play my song, goddamn it.
All right, you're right. Just go ahead. You don't get to decide how many drinks I've had tonight. Don't tell me you just smell an odor. I'm so sober. Don't make me walk a straight line. I'm just wobbly from an inner ear infection. I can't go back to the jail. My last DUI was in October. I'm so sober. You say I'm drunk. I say you're drunk. It's your word against mine. Very good, Troy. Very good. Troy, I'm going to be honest with you. That song kind of sounds like you were pulled over by a cop and you were trying to explain your way out of a DUI.
That song is about a man coming to grips with the reality of his place in this universe and how we all struggle to find meaning in our own lives. But ultimately, there is no meaning, that this world is just... came from nothing, will go back to nothing, and love is just chemicals in your brain that just tell you to feel things. And
Troy, calm down. Troy,
they're just chemicals.
Troy, listen, let's get a grip. Listen, Troy, just cause love is chemicals in our brains, it doesn't mean that just because you can reduce something like love down to its material components doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It just means that that's the mechanism by which we do find love, Troy. This is... you're going to be okay. I'm sensing an existential crisis here. Is that why you're drinking?
Trevor, I'm going to be honest with you. All of those songs are about driving drunk. Every single country song... in the world, is really, it just comes down, they all come down to driving drunk with a girl in either jean shorts or a miniskirt, and God damn it, I wish I could do better. I wish I could be different. But that's what people want. I tried to write a song, it was called Cthulhu 2016, and everybody hated it, and I just... That song meant everything to me, Trevor. Everything, because it's a tough time. And I just wanted our Lord and Savior, Cthulhu, to rise from the depths and destroy humanity so that we wouldn't have to suffer through having a reality TV star for president. It meant so much to me, Trevor. And everybody...
Okay, Troy, calm down. Well, here, listen... Look, man, I mean, we don't need to have Cthulhu come and, you know, destroy all of humanity just because a reality TV show doofus got elected. I mean, listen, all we have to do is we just have to get out there next year and just vote for somebody that's qualified. We need to find qualified candidates. Trevor, it's just talking like a bunch of fairy tales. Troy, it's not a fairy tale. It's democracy. It's what this country was founded on. Just because we've gone astray in the last few decades doesn't mean that we can't right the course, that we can't go back to the way things were and be a respected country on the global scale. I mean, there's no reason that if people would just value certain things like integrity and competence and you know what? Actually, you're right, Troy. That's fucking... Yeah, we're fucked. All right. Well, that was... I think that's your podcast for this week. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to put a shout-out to Troy McIntyre for coming by and just bearing his soul. And, you know, go ahead, follow him on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. You know, visit his website. You know, I can't... Yeah, after the podcast was over, we had a little heart-to-heart, had a few beers, and, you know, he was arrested for his fourth DUI, and he's probably not going to be able to do any live shows for a good long while. So get out there, buy that merch, and, you know, hopefully he'll be back on his feet. Now, I do want to say that if you guys enjoyed the podcast, please hit the like button if you haven't already. Subscribe. All of these things are positive feedback for me. That way I know either A, this is something worth doing, or B, did you know, throw the whole thing in the garbage. And as we started last week, any 5-star reviews on iTunes will get read on the podcast. I'll read them, whatever you want to say, as long as it's not anything super super crazy. Also, though, the 1-star reviews will get read as well. So, you know, I'm not out here trying to hustle likes out of if you don't like it. If you don't like it, then I want to know that too. It's called integrity, people. Okay? I think that's about it, guys. I look forward to doing this, talking to you again next week. Until then, I will see you later. I can't afford to pay for a song for my podcast. So I learned how to play guitar, kind of.